Shalom uvracha, welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We continue with Tilling Life Lesson, Shin number 42, Mizmor Chaf Aleph. Lanatseach, Mizmor LeDavid, Hashem, Ba'ozcho Yismach Melech. With your strength, Ba'ozcho, Oy strength, Yismach Melech, the king will rejoice, will be happy. Vishwascho, Mayogil Moid. And in your salvation, Mayogil Moid. The Malbim asks, what is the difference between Simcho and Gila, Yogil? And he explains that Yismach is a continuous happiness, as opposed to Yogil is Pisoimis. It happened, something happened a one time, or just happened right now. So that's why the person's expressing a different sense, a different feeling of joy. And that's the Pasuk, Hashem, Ba'ozcha, with your might, Yismach Melech, the king will rejoice, Uvishuascha, Mayogil Mo'id. And in your salvation, that just happened now, that's why it's Yogil Mo'id, they will rejoice and be happy as well. The question is, what is the history that David Melech wrote this capital, this mizmor about? Yismach Melech, who is this Melech we're talking about that is going to be rejoicing? Different Mefarshim explain different ways. First we turn to Rashi, the Meiri, and the Radak, who explain that David Melech is Misnava, he's referring to the future of Melech HaMashiach. He's referring to when Mashiach comes, Hashem Ba'ozcho, with his might, Yismach Melech, when Melech Mashiach comes. And if you take a look at the Targum in fact says, Yechdei Melech Mashiach. Yechdei means to be besimcho. Melech Mashiach, v'hainu shem Melech HaMashiach. Melech Mashiach will be besimcho when he comes and he tells us that Hashem is now the ruler, and everyone accepts Hashem as the ruler over the whole entire world. That's one understanding that David Melech is writing this about Melech HaMashiach. And the enemies, the Oivim, the enemies that are mentioned here in this parak are referring to Goig Umagoig, as we know this is the battle at the end of times. There's another approach that David Melech is writing this as a thanks to Hashem, as a thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after he went up to Chevron, as he was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is recorded in Shmuel Beis, beginning of Shmuel Beis. After Shaul HaMelech died, David HaMelech was told to go up to Chevron, and he was anointed there. And this is another explanation of what this pasuk, this parak is referring to. Hashem Ba'ozcho Yismach Melech, that David HaMelech was anointed. This is now his Malchus, his beginning, after Shaul HaMelech was killed. The Alshech HaKodesh says it's not really a stira, it's really referring to both David HaMelech and Mashiach Tzidkenu, because Mashiach comes from David HaMelech. So it's a reference to both David and Mashiach. I want to share with you now from the Sefer Shevet Mi'Yisrael. He lived a little after the Bach, of the old circus, Perish Nator, around a few hundred years ago. And he brings a medrash. We're going to quote a medrash, and then he's going to take a Zayar Kodesh to help understand what the medrash means, and we're going to take it down piece by piece to understand the beauty of what he's telling us. The medrash says in Tehillim as follows, Va'ozcho Yismach Melech, with your strength, what does it mean with your strength, the king will rejoice? Ein oiz el ha-tayra, says the medrash. What is oiz? Oiz refers to the Torah. The Torah Kodesh is strength. Dover acher ein oiz ela malchus. Oiz refers to malchus. As the pasuk says, v'itin oiz l'malkoi. And Hashem will give, v'itin oiz, give strength l'malkoi to the malchus. So we see over here that oiz, strength, refers to two things. One is Torah, one is malchus. In order to understand this further, we turn to the Zohar Kodesh that he brings down. And we know that at the end of the word Shema, Shin Mem Ayin, or Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, we know that there's in the Sefer Torah is written with a larger Ayin. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, you look in the Sefer Torah, the Ayin of Shema is larger. And we also know the Dalit of Echad, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, is also larger. So you take the Ayin, and you put the Dalit with the Ayin, and you spell a word, Eid. witness. We are testifying Shema Yisrael, Hashem Lakin, Hashem Echad, Ayin, and Dalet, Aid, witness. Normally speaking, we take that information and then we move on. But the Shevim Yisrael brings down from the Zohar Kodesh, she says, not so fast, let's not move on yet. But rather, we're going to take the other letters of the word of Shema, Shin and Mem, and the other letters of the word Echad, Aleph and Ches, and we're going to put together another word. What is this other word? So when you rearrange the letters, you have Aleph, Shin, Mem, Ches, Esmach. From the remaining letters of Shema, Shin, Mem, and from the remaining letters of the word Echod, Aleph, Ches, you have Esmach, I will rejoice. What does this mean? That a person who recites Kriya Shema, Besimcha, Bechedva, Besimcha, with happiness, that he's mekabel upon himself, Hashem is the Melech, long live the King, he is proclaiming Hashem is the King. Because Shema Yisrael is accepting, a person is accepting upon himself Hashem is the Melech. If you take the letters of Shema, Shin, Mem, Ayin, and you look at the letters backwards, Ayin first is Ol, Mem, Malchus, Shin, Shemaim, O Malchus, Shemaim. What are we doing when we're saying Shema Yisrael? We are accepting upon ourselves Hashem is the Melech, Ol, Malchus, Shemaim. That's what we're doing when we're saying Shema Yisrael. And when we do this, we're doing this besimcha, bechedva, esmach, Hashem be'ozcha, Hashem with his strength, yismach melech. Hashem is happy when he sees we are mekabel upon ourselves, that he is our melech. So this is how the Shevim Yisrael reads the pasuk, Hashem be'ozcha yismach melech. When will Hashem will be rejoicing, be happy, kasher yikabel alav uzcha shumalchuscha, when we accept upon ourselves Hashem is the Melech, Shema Yisrael Hashem Lakin Hashem Echad, that's Hashem ba'uzcha yismach Melech. As we are a few days before Purim, I'd like to share with you something that we can connect, hopefully, to our topic over here, with the discussion of Shalach Manus. The Pasuk says in Megillas Esther, Perek Tes, Pasuk of Beis, Meshalach Manus, Ish L'Re'eyu. And we know we have a mitzvah to give Shalach Manus to our friends. If Avram Shor brings from the Sefer Ginos Egois, who brings from the Reishis Chachma, Reishis Chachma, the Svarim HaKdoshim, he brings in Shahar Yirah, that after a person leaves this world, he'll be asked the following questions. Not the questions that brought down Gemara and Shabbos. Some other questions as well. What are these questions? Himalachto l'chavercho benachas ruach. Did you treat your friend pleasantly? Did you make your friend a king over you to some degree? Himalachto, a melech. Did you make your friend a king over you? Did you also accept Hashem as your melech? Shachris v'arvis. In other words, you say Shema Yisrael, Hashem l'ken Hashem echad, twice a day midoraisa. These are the questions, says the Reishis Chochma, that a person will be asked. How did you treat your friend? Did you make him a king over you? Did you accept Hashem as the melech? In order to explain what this means, he says further that we know famous acronym for Yisrael, the word Yisrael, is Yesh Shishim Riboy Oisios Latera. That the word Yisrael, which refers to the Jewish nation, Klal Yisrael, is also a reference to Yesh Shishim Riboy Oisios Latera. There are 600,000 words in the Torah. And he explains that every letter and every word that's comprised in the Torah HaKadosh, Nothing is repeated. Every single, for example, word S, Aleph and Saf, is different than the next time it says the word S. It has inside of it tremendous amount of Kedusha, tremendous amount of light, of R that's shining through. Now we know if there's one letter that's missing from the Sefer Torah, if one letter is puzzle in the Sefer Torah, the whole entire Sefer Torah is puzzle. So let's understand what we're saying now. Every single letter corresponds to a neshama of a yid. And every single letter has this light, this radiance, this kedusha, which means that every single yid, every single Jewish person has this power, this kedusha inside of him. And that just like every single letter and that one letter and word is the same as the next, there's a level of kedusha that's emanating, that's radiant, that represents each person's neshama. Whatever one person can do, only he or she can do it. No one else can accomplish that feat. Just like we are rooted and sourced, Yeshishim Oisius LaTorah, in the words of the Torah. That's why it's so important to give Kedusha, give respect to the Kedusha of the person. You see another Yid, you see another person. Himalachtel Chavarecha. Did you make your friend a melech over you? Did you respect your friend? And this is what the Reish Chacham is referring to. Himalachtel Chavarecha. Will be asked the question, did you make your friend a king over you? Now, what does a king mean? A king means that someone who has authority, a power, something that has something that we don't have. Each and every other person of Klal Yisrael have something to contribute, have this kedush inside of them. And that's why we have to make sure that we give the proper respect to every single person. He malach al chavarecha will be asked this question. Did you give respect to your friend? Did you make him a melech over you? Imagine a world when everyone looks at the next person and says, how can I give him kavod? How can I give him respect? How can I honor this person? And each one's trying to give more kavod to the next person. And we know, of course, that just like by Har Sinai when we received the Torah, it was ish echad, b'lev echad, it was achdus. We were one, we were a unit. So too, by Purim as well, when we focused on the goal of serving Hashem, that's the common goal, we came together by Achdus. Of course, the purpose of Shalach Malus is to bring us together, bring Achdus together. And explains the Gilas Egois. That the word Mishalach Manos, the word Manos, Ishlerieu, Manos is Begematria Malchus. That what we're doing is we're sending Malchus, we're sending respect. I'm accepting myself to give covet to you. I'm giving you covet. I'm giving you Malchus. The word Manos is the Gematria of Malchus. But it gets even better. Because there's another question will be asked, says the Reish Chachma, Hamelech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, did we accept Hashem as the Melech? And that's also a mitzvah of the day as well. And we see that also in Sholach Monos Ish L'Re'ehu, Sholach Monos Ish L'Re'ehu. Re'ehu, normally we think means our friend, explains the Ginas Egois that from Rashi, on the word Re'ehu, on Shabbos, Taf Lamed Aleph, V'haftu L'Re'acha Kamoicha, normally say, love your friend like you love yourself. Re'acha also means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now listen to this gematria here. U'mesholach Manos, that refers to Malchus. As we said, we also have to accept Hashem as our Melech twice a day. How do we say, what are we doing if from the Shevet Yisrael, Hashem Bo'ozcho Yismach Melech, we said we have to say Shema Yisrael B'Simcho. Now look how this connects. When a person accepts upon himself, Ol Malchus Shemaim, this is an expression of being Mamluch HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How is that expression of being Malach HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How is accepting Hashem as the Melech? How is accepting Hashem as the Melech by to be Malach HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because whatever happens in the world, no matter it happens through people or anybody, no matter how it happens, we're saying Hashem is the Melech. Whatever takes place in the world, Hashem is the Melech. Listen to this gematria. Monois ish l're'ehu. The words Monois ish l're'ehu is big gematria. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Once again, the gematria of the words Monois Ish L'Re'eyu is the same gematria of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, says the Ginus Egois, as Rav Avram Shor brings down in his Sefer on Adar. Remarkable that when we are Mamlich people, when we make a person, someone else, the Melech over us, and we accept because everything that happens in this world is all B'yad Hashem. That's how, no matter what anyone else is doing, we are mekabel, we accept it. That Hashem is the Melech. Hashem ve'ozcho yismach Melech. When is Hashem going to be yismach Melech? Oiz is Torah, we said. Oiz is Malchus. When we accept Hashem's Torah b'simcha, we accept Hashem's Malchus b'simcha. Oz yismach Melech, then the king, meaning Melech Malchi Hamlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the king of all kings, will be besimcha when his children, when we are mamlich other people upon ourselves, we give respect to other people, and we accept Hashem Shema Yisrael, Hashem Lakeinu, Hashem Echad, Mishalach Monos Ish L'Re'eyu, Monos Ish L'Re'eyu is Begematria, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Lakeinu, Hashem Echad.